News release Andrea Khanjin, Barry Innisfil MPP in recognition of the impact the Omicron variant and additional public health measures have on small businesses, the government is expanding the new Ontario Business Costs Rebate Program. Eligible businesses that are required to close or reduce capacity will receive rebate payments for a portion of the property tax and energy costs they incur while subject to these measures. Eligible businesses required to reduce capacity to 50%, such as smaller retail stores, will receive a rebate payment equivalent to 50% of their costs, while businesses required to close for indoor activities, such as restaurants and gyms, will receive a rebate payment equivalent to 100% of their costs. A full list of eligible business types will be made available when applications for the program open later this month. To improve cash flows for Ontario businesses, effective January 1, 2022, the government is also providing up to $7.5 billion for a six-month interest-free and penalty-free period for Ontario businesses to make payments for most provincially administered taxes, supporting businesses now and providing the flexibility they will need for long-term planning. The government is also exploring options for providing further targeted and necessary supports for businesses and workers impacted by the province's move into a modified Step 2 of the roadmap to reopen, including grants. The government will also continue to call on the federal government to come to table and help us support Ontario businesses and Ontario workers by allowing eligible businesses to defer HST and to enhance supports available to workers affected by current public health measures. It is essential that we continue to support business owners just as we have done throughout COVID-19, said Andrea Khanjin, MPP for Barrie Innisfil. That is why we have introduced a new rebate program that will provide them with the support they need on their energy bills now. We will continue to listen to business owners and Ontarians to ensure that we are providing the right supports to protect them and to get our economy back on track once again. Visit Ontario's website to learn more about how the province continues to protect Ontarians from COVID-19.